Okay, well, Tezvav Amid Aleph, close to the bottom of the page. Page Tezvav 15:85, second column.
I just came back from the other side of town. That's why probably the effect of it.
Okay, anyway, this is going back to the Mishnah before the Gemara got into the whole story with Reiv and Kavua and, you know, Kamach Sabach Sadami, and the Gemara got the source of it from a Pasik, part of life, a Kamlai. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. There was, in the Mishnah it said that this girl was raped by the well. And Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, Rabbi Yossi told the story. And Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said that if most of the people were kosher people, Masin l'ku napi v'echad. And the Gemara discussed if you need one rave, two raves, okay? So the Gemara says it, but we learned to Rav Achia Barashi, and Rav Achia Barashi said the name of Rav, Halachik Rabbi Yossi. Okay? That the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that if most of the people are kosher, she's kosher. Meaning, you don't need... No, according to him, you do. That you need two majorities, because it was in the corn of Tzipeiri, where the travelers were there. This is where Rashi learned, okay? V'evchanim barav amirav hera shahesa. That was only a unique situation. Okay? Means like this. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri was lenient, saying that this girl can marry a Kohen if the majority of people in that area were kosher people, correct? Now, the Gemara before discussed, do you need one majority or two majorities? So the Gemara said before, when the Gemara is discussing the Mishnah, okay, the Gemara asked the question, why do you need, if you hold it, Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't believe the woman, why over here is he mutter? So the Gemara answered, because there are two majorities over here. Right? The majority of people in the city were kosher people, plus it was in the corner of Tzipeiri, where people came for business. So therefore, it's two majorities, right? Okay. Now, Rav Chia, there's two opinions here, what Rav is saying. Rav Chia Barashi says in the name of Rav, okay, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, okay, that if you have a double majority, okay, I jumped the gun. That even if there's one majority, the girl can marry a Kohen.
One out of three?
No, I'm saying even if only the majority of the people in the city were good. There was no second majority of travelers. Okay, the way the Gemara understood l'chatchila. Rav Chana, though, by Rav, said the name of Rav, two opinions what Rav said, meaning, normally the halacha is not the Rabbi Yossi. Normally, we cannot rely on one majority. Over there, why were they lenient? Because there are other side factors that the Chacham figured out that girl was kosher to a Kohen. This is what the Gemara is saying. So, one opinion of Rav says, Aloha Krab Yesi, this is the way the Gemara is learning now, that even one majority is enough. Rav Chana Barav Amir Rav says, no, that was a unique situation, why they permitted it. But normally, you need two majorities to permit the girl. Okay? Now, Masav Rabbi Yemi asks a question on the first opinion, Rav Chia Barashi Amir Rav. He said Aloha is like Rabbi Yossi even with one majority. Right? You go about the majority, Rov is kosher, the girl's kosher. He says, Uli Yuchsin Le Bein and Trey Rubi. For Yichas, you don't need two raves. You want to tell me that Aloha is like Rabbi Yossi, that even one majority is enough. It's not true. Because for Yichas, you need two majorities. But now we learn to the Mishnah. Matzah batinish tinik mushlach. They find a kid in the street. Okay.
Mushlach.
Mushlach means stone.
True. Oh, shot. Mushlach.
It literally means he was thrown in the street, meaning he was abandoned in the street. You find a kid without any parents.
What is the shortage that word?
Hashlech. Shliach, to send. Okay. The din is like this. What happens if you find a kid in the street? You don't know if the kid Jewish or not. Find a kid in the street. A baby. Yeah? And you don't know if he's Jewish or not. So what's the din? So the Mishnah says like this. The Grashia says in Taras. Imrev evde kechavim, if the majority of people in the city are goyim, evde kechavim, then the kids are goy. Imrev Yisrael, the majority of Jews in the city, people in the city are Jews, Yisrael.
Just one roof.
Right, one sec, we're not done. Machta, machta, 10,000 Jews, 10,000 goyim, exactly 50-50, the din is Yisrael has a din of a Jew. Okay? Now, this Mishnah says the following statement. And you can understand. Why is it then like that? Because we learned by Parush, you go by the majority. Your kid's not in the house. The kid's in the street somewhere. So the kid now separated from one of the houses. So the din is, if the majority is Jewish, the kid's Jewish. If the kid, majority of people are goyim, the kid's a goy. Now, we're not done yet. But the Gemara says, V'amar Rav, Rav himself says about this Mishnah, Leishanu elalach yesi. This that we say is Jewish, if the majority is Jewish, is only as far as sustaining the kid. But not liyuchsin. That means, is a kid to marry? We don't know for sure he's Jewish. Mm-hmm. What does it mean he's Jewish? The Mishnah says the kid's Jewish if the majority is Jewish. It means you have to support the kid. You have to take the kid in and raise and support him. But you can't marry him off to a Jew.
Really? So he's not a Jew?
Well, for supporting him, yeah.
How can you do that? I mean, his whole life, he has a double...
One second. Avalu yuchsin loy. Yuchsin, you cannot marry him. Shmuel amar lefakeach olav esagal. You can open a rubble on Shabbos. The din is like this. What happens if a wall, God forbid, collapses some people on Shabbos? Okay? Now, are you allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos to save the kid? If there's Goyim, you're not allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos to save a life of a Goy. If they're Jews, you're allowed to. Correct? So the Mishnah says, according to Shmuel, if the majority of the people in the city are Jewish, you can be Mechalo Shabbos to save the kid. If the majority of people in the city are Goyim, you can't. Be Mechalu Shabbos to save the kid. 50-50, you could.
What if it's an issue of Kiddush Hashem or Chilul
Hashem? Well, I'll discuss this in a second. One second. Now, what do we see from here? That this Mishnah that says the kid's Jewish, Rav said, doesn't mean for Yuchsin. What's the case over here? We want to marry off this girl that was raped by the well. Yeah? So when the Gemara said, according to the first opinion, that Rav said Allah is like a Biasi, meaning one majority is enough. Right? That's what we learned just in the Gemara. That they thought one majority would be enough to marry off the kid, this girl to a Kayan. Yeah? So Gemara says, how could Rav say such a statement that for Yuchsin, one majority of Jews is enough? When over there in this Mishnah, Rav clearly interprets the Mishnah to mean that he's Jewish if the majority of the city is Jewish, to support him, to sustain him, but not to marry him off as a Jew. So how can Rav over here say that you're allowed to marry him off as a Jew? Rav says that Loch is a Rabbi Rabbiesi Paskin, that you can marry off the kid to a Kayan. How could you say that when Rav himself says in that Mishnah that you can't marry off that kid even though majority of people are Jewish? Why do we call him a Jew? Shmuel says to be Mechal Shabbos to save him if he fell under an earthquake or whatever. Or Rav says that you have to support him, but not to marry him. So you might ask a question really Rav on Rav. How could Rav say the halacha is a krabiesi in our Mishnah that says this girl that was raped, if most of the people in the city are kosher, she can get married off, right? That means one rape is enough. But over there, Rav says one majority is not enough to marry off the kid. Hello. What's the problem?
No, I'm just comparing the case. That one was raped, but here nothing happened. It's a kid.
So far, the Gemara is going to talk about that later a little bit. But right now, the question is like this. Is one majority of kashrus enough to make a kid kosher to marry?
In both cases, yes.
Seemingly.
Yeah.
One case says yes and one case says no. Mm-hmm. Our Mishnah, when the girl was raped by the well, yeah? So Rav says, Allah is a grabesi, that she could be married. And marry a Kohen. Right? Even though there's seemingly only one majority. Most of the people. What did the Gemara, the Mishnah said? If most of the city is kosher, Imreiv, here. Imreiv anshi ir, masin lukuna, reisi tunasi lukuna. So and that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is quoting with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Paskin, yeah? So Rabbi Yossi is saying in our Mishnah, yeah, that if this girl was raped in a place where the majority of the people in the city are kosher for a Kohen, this girl can marry a Kohen. That means one majority allows this girl to get married. And over here we also have a majority of people Jewish, yet Rav says they cannot get married. You can be Machal Shabbos for them, you have to support them, but not to marry. Since Rav is contradicting himself. So the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah that asked this question, he forgot what Rav Yudah Merav said about our Mishnah, that was Bekreni Shel Tziperi. The Rav explained to our Gemara, our Mishnah, that why is the girl kosher when she was raped? Because there's a double majority. Majority of most of the people in the city. And a majority that the guys are the visitors, the travelers, who are also mostly Jewish. So he says, you can't ask a contradiction. Our Mishnah that she could marry a Kohen is because there's two majorities. The locals and the travelers. That's a much more powerful one. The Mishnah of itself, if you find a kid in the street, there's only one majority. The majority of people are kosher in the city. So for there, Rav said, one majority is not enough. So Gemara answers very simply. The Gemara thought initially that there was one rave here and one rave here. So why over here does Rav say that one rave is enough to marry you off? And in this Mishnah, Rav says, they can't marry off the kid. You can just support him. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a fundamental difference. Our Mishnah, there were two majorities. And that Mishnah is only one majority. If there's two majorities, you can marry her off. If there's one majority, you can't. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, who tried to find a contradiction between Rav and himself, the Gemara says he pashut didn't know. He forgot or didn't know that Rav said it was in the corner of Tziperi where there was a double majority. Now the Gemara asks, well, the Rav Chon about Ova, according to Rav Chon, the second opinion, that the halacha is not the Rabbi Yossi, because it was a Rosh Hashanah, it was a unique situation there. Kashaha, it's difficult to explain, Rav. Why? Because our Mishnah, that was an exceptional case, right, means that under normal circumstances, even one majority would be enough. In other words, why did Rav said that there was a double majority there in our Mishnah? Most city, and it was Kreinu Shel Tziperi, so the travelers were also majority Jewish, right? That's why they needed to be lenient only if there was a double majority. Right? Because basically, our Mishnah is a double majority. Right? Now, comes along the first opinion of Chanan bar Rava and says, no, really one majority is enough. Why over there, what was it unique, that they needed two majorities? Because over there was a different issue. It was stricter, and therefore they needed double majority. Correct? But normally, one majority would be enough. Because if our Mishnah is double majority, two majorities, and they say that was a unique situation why they needed double majorities, that means normally one majority would be enough. So the question is, how do you explain the Rav's Mishnah then with the kid thrown in the street? Why does Rav say over there you can't marry him off? If one majority normally is enough, why does Rav say over there you can't marry him off? So the Gemara says, man de mas noho le mas noho. It's interesting. According to this opinion, this whole story that it was a double majority in our Mishnah, he doesn't say. There's only one majority.
The whole?
Huh?
What did
it wasn't in Kreni Shulzi Peri. Well, look, what does our Mishnah say clearly? If most of the city is kosher, it's kosher. That's one majority. Right? What was he, and therefore he says that was a unique situation.
Oh.
But now the unique situation is going the other way. That the unique situation was that it was lenient. In other words, normally Rav sold, you need two majorities. Like the Mishnah with the kid thrown in the street. When the kid found in the street, yeah, most people are Jewish. Rav says you still can't marry off the kid to a Jew. Because you need two majorities. So our Mishnah with the rape story, the Gemara says it was also one. But the Gemara answers, therefore, that was a unique situation that they were lenient. And now over there was one majority, our Mishnah. And one majority in our Mishnah was enough for other side factors. The Mishnah with the kid, you know what Rav said? No, because you need two majorities. One's not enough.
So which one is the special case?
The case of the rape with the girl. That even though there was one majority, they were still lenient. Now, they had other reasons to say that the girl was kosher.
Then this case, there are two majority, and it says low yachasim.
In other words, according to this answer of the Gemara, Rav holds you need two majorities. Why by our Mishnah does it say one majority was enough? Hayrosh Shah was a unique leniency that they had. So for whatever reason is, they had a gut feeling that this girl was kosher. But normally, you need two.
So that's more of a chumrah. So the real halacha is more chumrah.
Correct. Like by this case of the baby, you need two majorities.
It's not easy to find two majorities.
Huh? The halacha is that for yuchsim, one majority is another. You don't know the kid.
How can you make it two majority?
We found already in the Gemara so many times. Milo also be yuchsim. When it comes to yuchsim, which is interesting. Shmuel holds he can be mechal Shabbos for the kid, right? But to marry, marriage is a stricter thing.
So was he allowed to marry?
Huh?
So who does he marry?
We don't know. It's a problem.
Doesn't get married? Is it a mitzvah for him not to get married?
No, the question, who is he going to marry? I don't know.
Why the marriage, though? The marriage, it's a mitzvah versus Shabbos. How do they compare?
What do you mean?
There is no punishment on marriage or not marriage. Which one is more chamor? You would think Shabbos is more chamor.
Well, we say no. Why? I'll tell you why Shmuel over there is Mekel. Safik Pikuch Nefesh, you desecrate Shabbos?
Yeah.
Safik.
Question.
I'll give you an example. God forbid there's an earthquake, yeah? A house collapse. There's a possibility of Jews in that rubble, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos?
Of course.
Yeah. You are.
Yes.
You are, right? So therefore Shmuel says, even if he's not 100% Jewish, but at least he's Suffolk. For Suffolk, you could be Mechal Shabbos. Suffolk because Nefesh could be Mechal Shabbos.
Fine.
But the Yuchsin, the Gemara says, and the doubt, you can't marry off a guy to a Kohen, he might be a mamzer.
It's so much chomor. I mean,
yeah. It's the future of the Jewish people.
Huh. So it's not stam any marriage. It has to be with...
You really don't know the kid.
Could you help them? They were non-Jews too? In that
even though, al pi halacha, l'cheire, you should go by the majority. When it comes to lineage,
you have to go double majority.
Right.
Couldn't you help them if they were non-Jews in that building?
Huh?
To break Shabbos, to get those people out of the building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even non-Jews?
No.
Get the non-Jews to help.
There's a whole issue. In Allah, we see from this Gemara, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for a guy.
Even a Hatzala guy?
You can't be Mechal Shabbos for a guy. Right? That's what it says here. If you're not invited to Kachavim, you can't. Which itself has a question. If yourself is Mechal Nefesh, why not? But the brother Gemara says you can't. Now, there's a famous tshuva in Divrei Chaim, which, by the way, just in a practical level, can a doctor be Mechal Shabbos for a guy today?
No.
A Jewish doctor.
So based on this, you can't.
Can he be Mechal Shabbos for a Goyish patient?
They're sworn.
No, but you can't.
But there's a big issue over here, right?
And that's not even Pikuach Nefesh.
I understand. What happens... Can a doctor drive to the hospital because a patient has the emergency surgery on a guy? Yeah? Is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Okay. So there's a tshuva in Divrei Chaim from the Tzanzer Rebbe. He has over there that he writes, there was a vad of Arba Rotzes. There was a vad of Rabbonim, the great tzaddikim of four countries. That had a big asifa. Don't understand those. There was a lot of persecution for the against the Jews.
Achronim? How many years ago?
The V'chaim lived after the Alter Rebbe. So you're talking 200 years ago, less maybe. Between 150 and 200 years ago. So he has a tshuva and he writes that there was a Vad Arba Rotzes. There was a meeting of the Rabbonim of four countries because there's a lot of persecution against the Jews. And if a Jewish doctor wouldn't go or to save a life of a guy, forget a doctor. You see a guy drowning, you know, you can't go be Mechal Shabbos. It was dangerous.
Right.
So they ruled that you could be Mechal Shabbos for a guy.
There's a hatred.
Huh?
There's a hatred.
Yeah. The only question was, were they mattered biblical Chal Shabbos or rabbinic Chal Shabbos? That's another question. What were they mattered?
Oh.
What's the question? How could they mattered biblical book is Chilu Shabbos. That's the question. But rabbinic, everybody says that was the Varda Arba Rotzes. So that's one of the sources of cool, you know, coolest today with doctors.
This doctor has to go to the
Medrash.
That's all basically goes Jews.
Well, if somebody calls and goes to rescue
him,
he's not Jewish.
But then... So then again, this Vad Arba Rotzes.
Well, by not saving away, let's say if it was a Chilul Shabbos.
I understand. There's a lot of issues involved. I'm just saying, halachically, it's not just a simple issue going on. It's a complicated issue. Because the Gemara says, you can't do it for Kuch Nav. You can't do it for a guy. Then the shiloh is only idol worshippers, it's not idol worshippers. It's another thing, you know, can you do it only, okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, now the Gemara is analyzing the story that just took place. This Mishnah, yeah? Gufa, we just said in the Mishnah, Motza Batinik Mushloch, if you find a kid thrown in the street somewhere, yeah? You don't know if the kid's Jewish or not. If the majority of the city are Goyim, if they could have the kid as a din of a guy. Meaning, yeah, it's a din of a guy. In Rav Yisrael, the majority of the people are Yidden, Yisrael, the kid's a Jew. Mechza, Mechza, then he's at the din of a Yisrael.
What is, why Masa Masa?
Huh?
Masa Masa is, has to do with the Meruba Parish?
No. Well, there's a din of Rav. What happens 50-50? Then we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain this whole thing, why it's machta machta.
That's yuchsim.
What?
It's yuchsim. Why aren't there chomer on this? Does it make sense?
We'll see in a second. So Rav said, this Gemara is just quoting the previous Gemara that we just learned. Ravam, Amar Rav, Leishan alachayesi. The only heter is that you treat him like a Jew if the majority is Jews, lachayesi to sustain him. Aval yuchsim lay. Yeah? Ushmul Amar, Lefakech Olav Asagal, you could even be Mechal Shabbos for him. Right? So Rav says, you can support, you have to support him because he's Jewish, and Shmuel says you could be Mechal Shabbos for him. But the Gemara says, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, the Shmuel says such a statement, for Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, Ein Hilch, Bekoch Nefesh, Shachar Arav. That's what we said before, Lecheira, even if the majority is Goyim, right? Shmuel says, you don't go by the majority. Because even on the doubt of a doubt of a doubt, you do Bikur Nefesh. Right? So why does Shmuel say, Shmuel seems to say like this, if the majority of the city are Goyim, then he's a Goy. Which means you desecrate Shabbos? No. Right? If the majority is Jewish, then you desecrate Shabbos. So Gemara said, how could Shmuel say if the majority of the city are Goyim, you don't be Mechalu Shabbos? Shmuel says, by Pikuach Nefesh, you don't follow the majority. Even if one out of a million, the maybe is a Jew, you're allowed to be Mechalu Shabbos. And Shmuel seems to imply that if the majority are Goyim, then you cannot be Mechalu Shabbos. Right? That's what Shmuel seems to imply. So Gemara says, no. Alaki itma de Shmuel, the Gemara is rephrasing Shmuel. When did Shmuel say about desecrating Shabbos? Areisha itmar goes on the first case. What does this first case say? If the majority is Goyim, then the kids are Goy. Amar Shmuel, listen to this. Olafakech olav esagal. Even though the majority of the city are Goyim, as far as desecrating Shabbos, Einakim, we don't treat them like a Goy. In other words, the Mishnah says, it's very simple, it's very easy, Gemara. The Mishnah says that if the majority are Goyim, he's a Goy. So Shmuel says, yeah, but for that we desecrate Shabbos to save him, though. Okay? So then the Gemara is going to ask, so why do you say if the majority of Goyim is a Goy? In reference to what is he a Goy?
Majority are
going. Yeah, but as far as what goes, you could desecrate Shabbos to save his life, mm-hmm. Right? So Gemara says,
can't marry him.
Huh?
Can't marry him.
No. Gemara says, "Imreve d'chavim l'may hilchus." So what is it? What difference does it make? Right? So the answer is lachila neves. You can give him trade for meat.
So you treat him like a Jew in every which way. So
in other words, this is like we explained before when we're learning about Reiv. Reiv is not definite. Reiv is still a doubt. Right? Majority is 75% yes, 25% no. It's not 100%. When you find meat, right, from the store, mm-hmm. 9 stores kosher, 1 store treif. Mm-hmm. So the difference is you can eat the meat. And we discussed then the Rishonim right and the Acharonim right. Why can you eat the meat? Is the meat 100% kosher? No. It's 90% kosher. The Torah says you go by the majority. But Shmuel says when they become pikuach nefesh, the kid's not for sure a goy. Right? There is a chance the kid's Jewish. If it's pikuach nefesh, you don't go by majority. Because even if there's one in a million doubt that maybe somebody's a Jew in there, you desecrate Shabbos.
There's no percentage attached to it?
No. So then the Gemara says, so then what, as far as what din is he a goy?
Right, exactly.
If majority of people are goy, you say he's a din of a goy. You could still save him from Shabbos, so what do you mean? That
are we going through every 630 mitzvot, see what you can mechal Shabbos? No,
16.
Yeah. When we say, what does it mean? All the mitzvot or dafko Shabbos? How about, I don't know, shatnez?
No, so you can give him the velus, which means you can give, he could wear shatnez too.
Shabbos good.
So that's what I'm saying. This is one example of many. Like,
for instance, the bottom, they say more. For instance, you find a lost article on the street. If it's a guy, you don't have to return it. If it's a Jew, you have to return it. Do you have to return this kid's lost article?
I don't know.
No.
No?
If you can give him the veil to eat, that way, what do you have to return a lost article?
So, how are the categories defined? How are the categories by malchut, by punishment? Okay, we want to know the status of him with all the 630 mitzvot, or whatever mitzvot that it applies.
He has the din of a guy, he's not obligated. Can you count him for a minion? No. If the majority of the people in the city are Jewish, can you count him for a minion?
No.
Yes.
Why
not? He's probably Jewish.
So,
let me ask you a question. There's six people in this room. Yeah? The first time you walked in here, yeah, we were able to count you for a minion? I mean, if you can count the bread for a minion, you can count it for a minion? Yeah. How do I know you're Jewish?
The nose.
No, I'm talking about halacha now. A guy walks into shul, yeah? You have 10 Jews in the shul, right? You don't know who the fathers and mothers are. The guy walks into the shul.
You don't know any fathers and mothers.
You count him to a minion?
Yeah. Why should we? Why should we yuchse?
I'm asking. You're not yuchse, you're not marrying him.
We count it for a minion.
To do a chasna for him, you take have to check.
Right. We count it for a minion.
To count it for a minion.
What determines?
Because the guy says he's Jewish.
Fine.
Why do you think he's not?
What?
By the way, excuse me. If a guy says, you knew he was a guy. You knew he was a guy. And then he comes to Shul and says, I was Megayer. Converted. You would have to bring proof that he's Megayer before you believe him. Because you knew him as a guy. To change that, you need proof. His verbal saying is not enough.
What is the gather? How do we determine which one of the mitzvot are allowed, what are not allowed?
It's not a question. Nothing's allowed. The guy is a guy. We assume he's a guy.
Is he allowed to wear shatnez?
Yes. Can you give him nevela to eat?
Yes.
Then he can wear shatnez.
Why? Okay, why nevela is worse than shatnez? Yeah, what?
You're giving him nevela to eat. It's worse. You're giving him.
So you have to clothe him. So you're giving him shatnez to wear?
Rabbi Papa says you can give him.
I just want to know what is. Is it if all the malchut, let's say, you allow him? I mean, what determines what not? It's
for everything except yuchsin. The kid has a din of a guy. Except pikuach nefesh, because Shmuel holds pikuach nefesh. You don't follow majority.
Everything. Oh, I see. So everything, all other.
Everything. The kid's a guy. You couldn't count it for a minion. I'm saying, if this kid, you can't count it for a minion. If the majority of the people in the city are Jewish,
so
then you could count it for a minion. There's no exception. The only exception is Yuchsin. Even if the majority is Jewish, you can't. You need two majorities. right? And secondly, if he does a great Shabbos, he could. If you know somebody's for sure a goy, an idol worshiper, yeah, can you desecrate Shabbos? No. Why for this kid can you? I have majority of people are goyim.
Doubt.
No. Because it's still a doubt. And then a doubt, Shmuel says, you could be because, to save a life, you'd be koch nefesh.
That's the only case. He can't give
him. I'll give you another example. Are you allowed to be, somebody is very sick on Shabbos, yeah? Can you desecrate Shabbos that they should only live 10 more minutes? And they're dying anyway in Shabbos.
But no.
A Jew?
A Jew is dying, yeah?
Of course.
Okay, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he's dying, yeah? You could desecrate Shabbos, but we'll keep him going only for another 10 minutes.
Yeah. It depends on if he's...
Are you allowed to desecrate Shabbos? Hey, listen, the guy's dying anyway, let him die. Don't desecrate Shabbos.
Sure.
You allowed to desecrate Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the halacha.
If he's on the life support system, if not, you let go, no?
Are you allowed to, but should you?
Should, yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Even if he's not on life support system?
Yes, he still does a great job. It's a chai shah. The Gemara says, halacha says. It's a story that Tzemach said. It was in the city of Lubavitch. There was somebody who was very sick. And the doctor came, and the doctor said he needs a prescription. The problem, there was no pharmacies in Lubavitch. So he had to get a horse in Mechal Shabbos, go to the neighboring town to get the prescription. So somebody went to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, Rebbe, he's dying anyway. The prescription is only going to prolong his life. He's dying anyway. Why are you Mechal Shabbos for him? So he said, and this is a very important answer, the Tzemach Tzedek said, we have no idea how precious every second that the Nesham is in the body, how precious it is by Hashem.
The question is, when a person Mechal Shabbos for such a reason,
yeah,
Are they still punished?
No, it's a mitzvah.
Oh, it's a mitzvah. Okay, so it's
mitzvah b'gedalim.
Okay, so it's not like they're being punished.
On the contrary, if they didn't, they would be punished.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it turns to a mitzvah.
Well, it's a mitzvah b'gedalim. The greatest guy in the shul is supposed to be the first one to be Mechal Shabbos.
All the way himself.
Yeah, pull Yom Kippur then.
Yeah.
So in other words, based on the Gemara that we're learning, majority is not a definite. Therefore, we want the majority cannot extract money, right? And therefore, if you have one raiv, you can't marry off either. Liyuchsin, like Rav says here, you can't marry him off. Even if raiv Jewish, you can't marry him off because it's still not definite Jewish. If there's a double raiv, then it's certain. But the Gemara asked, how could Shmuel say if the majority of Goyim is Goy? Shmuel says, you don't go by majority. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, but the Mishnah is like this. If the majority of people are Goyim, the kids are Goy, but you desecrate Shabbos to save his life. So then the Gemara says, what is he a Goy then? So the Gemara says, I'm not Pabla Chilin Nevelis. That you can even give him the Nevela to eat. Meaning, for everything else, he has a din of a Goy.
Whatever.
Right.
Without, you'd say.
But then the Gemara says like this. Okay, Imreiv Yisrael, Yisrael Amai Hilchasa. So now you say if the majority of people are Jewish, he's Jewish, yeah? As far as what law goes. So the Gemara answers, Lach Zilei Aveda.
What page are you on here?
15b2, last line on the page.
15b2.
That you give back an Aveda.
You just said no. You just said we don't return it to him.
No, if the majority of Jews are Jews.
Oh, wow.
If the majority, sure you do.
We just said Rov is not 100%.
Yeah, but if Rov is Jewish, then the kid's Jewish. In reference to what is he a Jew? So it says that you give him back an Aveda. Because if a Jew loses a lost article, you have to give it back to him. If a guy loses a lost article, you don't have to.
We just said that everything is according to his goy. We just said we give him Nevela, no?
If the majority of the city are goy and the kids are goy. If the majority of the city are Jews, Hello?
He's Jewish.
Then he's Jewish.
With regard to what?
So the Gemara says, L'mai Hilchasa? In regard to what is he Jewish? If you can't marry him off anyway to a Jew?
Mm-hmm.
So it says that you give back his lost article. Taisa says, the Gemara could have answered a different answer. To support him, to sustain him. He's a Jew.
I'm a Mechalel Shabbos also.
Yeah.
Some
of my best friends are Mechalel Shabbos.
And Rav Goyim, he still be do it, yeah?
No!
If Rav Goyim, don't be Mechalel Shabbos for him?
Yes, Mechalel Shabbos,
okay,
yes.
Okay, fine.
I thought you meant a person who's Mechalel Shabbos. Yes. Mechalel Shabbos, Shmuel holds every case in Mechalel Shabbos. Anytime there's a doubt that the guy might be Jewish, he desecrates Shabbos.
And if there's no doubt that he's not Jewish, but there's a lot of goyim standing around there seeing the Jewish guy.
Okay, that's a separate issue. That's not what the Gemara is talking about.
What's the story of that?
You have somebody else do it.
That's like the doctors. Like, is that like the case of doctors going on?
Yeah. Now, Rashi says over here, when the Gemara says you give him back an Aveda, right, that's a Chiddush.
What Gemara is giving back an Aveda?
That if there's a lost article and he can identify it, you give it back to him.
Because he's Jewish?
That's the majority of Jews are Jews.
And if he wasn't?
Oh, that's the Chiddush. Rashi says the Chiddush is, because I found the lost article. Now it's in my possession.
Yeah.
If majority of people in the city are Jewish, this kid's Jewish.
Right.
That means you're going to take away the lost article from me and give it to him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty powerful Jew.
Okay.
That means that rave is going to be Meitzi Mammon.
Is this guy who's a Suffolk Jew?
It's going to be Meitzi Mammon.
That's interesting.
Is he asking for
why? One second. Why? Our rave is not Meitzi Mammon. But the answer is very simple. It's not mine either. Right. I just have it because we don't know who it is. I found a lost article in the street.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mine? Do I have a chazak on it?
No.
If a Jew comes and identifies, I have to give it back?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not really mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if money is for sure mine and you want to extract money with the majority, you can't do that. But here it's not mine. I found a lost article. If nobody claims it, I could keep it. But I don't have a chazaka that this kid, if the majority of people are Jewish, and we're saying he's Jewish, that he's going to extract money from me. He's not extracting it from my ownership. Because it's not really mine. So that's the Chiddush. Then the majority of Jewish kids Jewish. Okay, but now the Gemara asks, Marta Marta Yisro. We say that if it's 50-50, kids Jewish, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
L'may Hilchus, so what does that refer to? Okay? So the Gemara answer is L'Nezikin, to the laws of damages. Now, let me tell you some Jewish racism. Jewish?
What does Masa Masa mean again here? It's half Jews, half...
10,000 people in the city are Jewish, 10,000 people in the city are Goyim.
Why such a Guzman?
Okay, 10 people in the city are Jewish.
No, exactly. What are they trying to...
This what's the din of this kid?
It never happens like that. They're half and half.
This is a hypothetical situation.
No? What are you talking about? The Gemara says you find a dead body outside the city, you measure it to close the city. The Gemara says, what happens if the two cities are exactly the same distance?
It's just for...
And then comes along Rabbi Yirmiyahu, 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
So it's only for the intellectual exercise? This kind of case.
It could be a case of machza machza. 50-50.
One in a million.
Why 50-50?
the kid's family got killed, like in a war or something. They don't know who this kid belongs to.
No, no. This is right in the middle, or right...
you find the kid in the street. Okay, the question is this kid Jewish or not? Nobody's claiming them. Okay? The kid doesn't know. So the Gemara says, if the majority are Jews, the kid's Jewish. Majority are goyim, are goyim. So the Gemara says, what? And machza is the kid Jew. So Rav says like this, to marry the kid, for sure you can't. Okay? Because you only have one majority. Most of the people are goyim, is the kid's a goy, meaning you can feed him tray for food. But you desecrate Shabbos to save him because maybe he is a Jew. But you can give him tray for food. Mm-hmm. What if the majority of Jews are Jews? I mean, if the majority of the city is Jewish, the kid's Jewish. Then what? You give back his lost article if he lost something. Then the Gemara says 50-50, he has the din of a Jew. What din does that have? So Gemara says in Ezekiel. Now let me tell you a din. If my ox damages your ox, I have to pay. Correct? First three times, Tom, half damages. More than that, full damages. What happens, listen to this racism. What happens if a Jewish ox kills a Goyish ox? Not the ox is a Goy. The ox belongs to a Goy. Okay? Yeah? The din is you don't have to pay.
I wonder why the goyim hate us so much.
1 minute. Why? Listen to this.
Okay.
Because in goyish law, they're not held responsible for the damage, animal damage to somebody else. In other words, at least in that time. Oh, in goyish law, if my ox, if two goyim, one goy's ox gores another goy's ox, they're not responsible to pay.
So according to their law.
According to their law. So Torah says, listen, if a guy would kill your ox, they wouldn't collect money. So if a Jew kills your ox, it's the same thing.
Oh, it was based on that.
Yeah. But if a guy's ox kills a Jew's ox, they do have to pay. Because okay. In Jewish law, you have to pay.
Okay.
Okay? Now, so the Gemara says like this. So if a Jew's ox kills a guy's ox, he doesn't have to pay. If a guy's ox kills a Jew's ox, he does have to pay. Right? So now you find this kid 50-50. 50% of Jewish, 50%. So what's the din? The kid has the din of a Jew. So Gemara says, in relevance to what? So Gemara says, Nezikin. So Gemara asked a question like this. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If a Jewish ox kills this kid's ox, yeah? Lema, let the owner of the say to him, I said, I the Yisrael, Achkel, bring me a proof you're Jewish and I'll give you. Mm-hmm. My ox kills this kid's ox. Now this kid is a doubt, right? 50-50. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, 1 minute. If you're telling me that if my ox kills this kid's ox, he has a din of a Jew, that means I have to pay him, right? Gemara says, why? I should be able to tell the kid, prove to me you're Jewish, and then I'll pay you. Don't forget, my money is my money.
Right.
This kid, we don't know if he's Jewish. He's 50-50.
Right.
Right? So we say he has a din of a Jew. Mm-hmm. So he says, 1 minute. That doesn't make sense. Because if I have to pay this kid because he's a Jew, I have a right to tell him, prove you're Jewish and then I'll pay you. You want to extract money from me? Prove it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Good.
So you can't say that's the din of a Jew. So you must say, the nakra tura di day la tura di dan. That means his ox kills our ox. Okay? So, if it's a tam, palga mishalim, he has to pay half the damages. Ve'idach palga, and the other half, amelo, he can say, the kid can say to the claimants, I said I approve the love you saw that are not Jewish, and I'll pay you. In other words, like this. This kid's ox killed somebody else's ox.
Right.
But it was a tam. First three times.
Right.
Now, the din is, if a guy's ox kills a Jewish ox, there's no difference. First three times, afterwards he pays full damages. This whole din of a tam, the first three time pays half, and afterwards you pay whole, that's only between Jews. Okay? If a guy's axe kills my axe, he has to pay full damages right away. Got it? Yeah. Now, this kid's axe, the doubtful kid, mm-hmm. kills the Jewish axe. But his animal was the first time only that he did it.
Right.
So if he be a Jew, he'd have to pay 50%.
Right.
If he's a guy,
full.
So the kid can say to the defendant, I mean to the plaintiff, listen, my ox killed your ox. I'm going to pay you half damages. But you're telling me I'm a guy, I have to pay whole damages? Prove that I'm a guy, and then I'll pay you. Because they want to extract money from the kid.
Right.
So the burden of proof is on them.
Right.
Not on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he machs or machs, he has a din of a Jew.
That's right. You can argue like that.
He's no, better than Tynus for him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he brings at the bottom interesting machlekes in the Rishonim. What's the din if the majority of the city is Jewish?
What case? This case of...
This last case. The kid's a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is he Jewish?
One second. No, this doesn't make sense what he's saying. One second. Oh, no, I'm saying if a Jew killed the ox of the kid. That's the first case of the Gemara. The Gemara's conclusion was the case is when the kid's ox gored our ox. What happened if a Jew's ox gores the kid's ox? So it's 50-50. The Gemara says, let him say, prove that you're Jewish, and then I'll pay you. Right? Because a Jew kills a guy's ox, you don't have to pay. So now a Jew's ox killed this kid's ox, right? So you say, the guy can tell him, prove to me that you're Jewish, and then I'll pay you, right? What would be if the majority of the city were Jews? Not 50-50.
Then
he's Jewish.
The boy has to pay.
No, he doesn't have to pay. Full price.
Well, he's Jewish, but his tom pays half.
No. A Jew's ox killed this guy's ox. This kid's ox.
It's a Jew.
Machza machza.
No.
That they could tell him, prove that you're Jewish, mm-hmm. and I'll pay you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're not paying you. Because as far as I'm concerned, you're a guy. What should I pay you?
Okay, fine, but we are saying that...
But what happens, though, in that case, if the majority of the people in the city were Jewish?
So he's Jewish.
Can they say, prove that you're Jewish, or do they have to pay him?
No, we just said we had the halacha that he's a Jew.
Actually, for monitoring, to pull money out of somebody.
Machza machza, he has a din of a Jew. Because it's, but if the majority of the people in the city would be Jews, mm-hmm. would the same din apply? Or the kid says, I don't have to prove I'm Jewish because majority of the city is Jewish. I'm Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish, so he has to pay half.
It's a machlek decision.
Because Tom, the first...
They're killing his ox.
Okay, fine, yes.
Not, okay. They're killing his ox. So Gemara said, the people, the Jews, can tell this kid, prove you're Jewish and I'll pay you. Right? If it's 50-50.
Right.
What happens if it's 75% Jewish people in the city?
They can't say that no more.
Can they say it or can they say it? This is an argument in the Rishonim.
Could he also say, prove that I'm not?
No, because it depends who wants to extract money. Yeah, in the last case, he said, prove I'm not Jewish, and then I'll pay you the rest. Otherwise, I'm only going to pay you half, like a Jew.
Well, I don't know if he is the rov are Jews, so he's Jewish. So how could there be a machloket?
It's not definite. Rav is not definite.
Rov is not definite, but we said with regard to this case, oh, we don't know the case of. I mean, the case of Mammon is different from Nevelos.
Yeah. Money, extract money, you need proof.
Right, you need proof.
Is the fact that the majority of the people Jewish enough of a proof to say the kid's Jewish?
So what's the...
There's a machoikis, they bring down
the
argument.
No.
This argument.
It wasn't resolved.
Nope. Okay,